te reo irirangi o te hiku o tika, i wa te kaumā fitu iratahi.
Tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo maina ken koni, Mary Ann Baker, taku tamāhine e mahi anei tana mahi, ia wiki, ia rā, kamuti te kaha tēnei wahine ki te mahi tāna nei mahi. Ngari mā koutou e whakarongo mai ki aia. Tēnā koe, Mary Ann.
Tēnā koe, girlie. Yes, koe rō ki te haora ki tēnei rā, mō te huka mate, te rongoa rākau, te rongoa pākia. Mm. So it's the medicines I thought today for type 2 diabetes, girlie.
Mm.
And that's a carry-on from all the other programs on the right kai, the proportions to eat, how to read the labels, how to have snacks. So we're now going into the medicines, and I thought with the medicines, you start with type 2 diabetes, also called anti-diabetic medicines. So when you have just a refresher, type 2 diabetes, your body does not make enough insulin or does not use it well enough, resulting in raised blood glucose levels. When used with a healthy diet, as we've shown on your program over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and exercise, the diabetes medicines can effectively lower your blood glucose levels, and also, if you have diet and exercise, sometimes drop the amount of calories that you need because you're controlling it yourself through diet and exercise. So the main aim of the treatment for diabetes is to reduce your risk of getting complications by controlling the blood glucose levels. Having constantly raised blood glucose levels damages your blood vessels and nerves, leading to problems we all know and talked about also last week that can affect your kidney, feet and eyes. The risk of stroke and heart attacks also increase. So when are medicines used for type 2 diabetes? They're used, as we said, to lower the levels when lifestyle changes have not been successful. Sometimes the medicines may be prescribed at diagnosis if blood glucose levels are very high, and they do not replace, however, the lifestyle changes of diet and exercise. They're used in addition to eating a healthy diet, weight loss, and regular exercise. So this kōrero is coming with the help of the Health Navigator that everyone can access on their computers to follow this up, and it's simple examples of diabetes medicines is metformin. Everybody usually starts with metformin, even though there's a variety of medicines used to treat type 2 diabetes. Most are available as tablets, and the most commonly is this metformin. Some people also need insulin, which is available only as an injection, but your diabetes could be well controlled on one medicine alone, or you may need a combination of medicines, including even a combination of tablets and injections of insulin. Everybody's plan is different, and that's why you spend time with your care provider until you find you can manage it well and the best treatment for you. So the metformin is used especially if you're overweight or obese, it says, because it doesn't cause weight gain. In fact, some people drop about, the maximum I found was 1 kg. It works by improving the body's response to the insulin you naturally make and decreases the amount of glucose made by your liver and increases the use of glucose by your muscles. Usually taken 2 times a day with or after food. A side effect may be diarrhea, runny poos, but this is improved when it's taken with food. Other diabetes medicines are usually given if you're unable to take metformin or if the blood glucose levels haven't been lowered successfully enough with metformin alone. These you know, and we've gone through these in the past, but they could be glycoside, also known as glyzide, glipizide, also called mini-diab in New Zealand, glublenclamide, gay or non, acrobrose, which is also called glucobase, the trade name, vildagliptin, a new one called Galvus, vildagliptin plus metformin combined called Galvumet, and as said, a lot of people are starting on those new ones, or pioglitazone, which is vexazone. Insulin injections are also used if these blood glucose levels haven't been lowered with these tablets. And it's usually when your body's no longer producing enough insulin that you use it alone. And it's very similar, the insulin medication, to natural human insulin. So the tips for taking these diabetes medicines, girly, for people to know is to get to know your diabetes medicines, how they work for you, when you need to take them as prescribed, and understanding the right time to take them with any special instructions around timing with meals. You have to ask your doctor, the nurse, or pharmacist like ourselves if you're unsure. You should develop a routine for taking the medication because it's good to have it at a certain time of day, and especially if you're older, we're going out to meetings or hui or even mutis, you've got to make sure you've got timing to have time to take your pills. Mm. You should use pill boxes or blister packs, you know, the ones that you pay extra for from the pharmacy, to ensure to help you get the medication as prescribed. You keep a record of all medications, and chemists produce dose charts. I encourage everyone to ask for dose charts on all their medicines so you have not only the names, you ask them to print the pictures of the medicines, and some chemists like up in Kai Tai can produce them in colour, which makes it also a good check for your medicines on the list against what you actually got in your hand. This one is a very important one. We should have a six-day plan. If you're taking diabetes medicines and are unwell with the flu or other infections such as vomiting or diarrhea, urinary tract infections, skin infections, chest infections, you need to take extra care. And in these situations, the blood glucose levels can become more difficult to manage. And so, therefore, I'll touch on it soon. We'll talk about a diabetes six-day plan. Any side effects from the medicines, because these medicines affect people differently, should be reported to your doctor or pharmacist or the nurse about what problems you're having, rather than just stop taking them because there are others that you can take. And be patient. That's the main thing, because while it takes a while to find a medicine dose and regime that works for you, the adjustment does have highs and lows, but the health professionals are there to help guide us all through our problems. So understanding, which is why I'm on the radio too, what your medications are for and how to take them helps everybody ensure the most benefit from them is obtained. Some of these questions that you should know and you can ask, though, is what's the name of my medicine and what does it do? There you can get patient information sheets from the pharmacy. What's the strength? Know how many milligrams you're taking. When should I expect to start having the medicine work for me, and how do I know if it does? How much should I take for each dose? What times of the day? Am I supposed to take it with something to eat? What happens if I forget a dose? Are there any side effects? Can my diabetes medicine cause low blood glucose? Which some of them, as we all know, do, which means you can go into faint. What should I do if my blood glucose is too low? And how should I react if I feel better and don't want to finish taking all of it? Is it okay to take with other medicines, alcohol or natural remedies? And what should I do if it doesn't seem to work? So those are the main tips around type 2 diabetes, girly. And I thought before we wind up, just to mention quickly a diabetes 6 plan. If you're unwell, as we said, with the flu, infection, nausea, vomiting, urinary tract infection, skin or chest infections, we said we need to take extra care. So what does being unwell mean in affecting my diabetes? Well, the body produces stress hormones that cause the blood glucose levels to rise, even if you're not eating. You may also feel thirsty and pass urine, wee or pee a lot more than usual, which can make you dehydrated. This can make these blood glucose levels difficult to manage. So knowing what to do in advance may help you recover faster. So we have to plan ahead for 6 days. So you have to discuss with your doctor how to make a six-day plan for you, what are your target blood glucose levels during an illness, how often to check your blood glucose, and if you're on type 1 insulin, ketone levels, if you take insulin, therefore, how do you adjust the insulin dose and timing, and when to contact the doctor for help. Next week, we can go through with time, type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes six-day plans. But the tips they give is try and eat your normal types and amounts of food. If you find this difficult, try having light meals, soup, dry toast, crackers, for example. Avoid dehydration, it's very important. Try and have at least one glass of water every 1 to 2 hours, because dehydration can happen very quickly, especially if you have vomiting and diarrhea. Avoid strenuous exercise or activity, and always, always let someone know you are not well. So with type 1 diabetes, it says measure your blood glucose levels every 3 hours, test your blood ketones every 1 to 2 hours. Follow your SIT plan if your blood glucose levels or ketone levels are high. Keep taking your insulin, do not stop, but you can adjust your dose up and down as outlined, though, in the SIT plan you would have discussed with the doctor. And there's more to that, but when to seek medical help, if you have ongoing vomiting or diarrhea, raised ketone levels, raised blood glucose levels, difficulty in keeping up because you feel dizzy, drowsy, confused, or develop a fever. If you've got type 2 diabetes, you measure your blood glucose levels 3 to 4 times a day. Continue to take your usual diabetes medicine, including insulin, even if you're not eating regular meals. However, if you're taking metformin and having vomiting and diarrhea, you've got to contact the diabetes care provider about whether you continue that when you're sick. So again, for type 2, contact your doctor, diabetes or emergency service if you have ongoing vomiting or diarrhea, high blood glucose levels, have difficulty keeping your blood glucose levels above 4 millimoles per litre, feel dizzy, are drowsy or confused, and develop a fever.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, yes. That's a lot to learn, all right.
Aye, and if they can repay it, but as I said, we could go through the diabetes plan again next week as a refresher, but we'll also go on, as you've asked, on to the next medicines of blood pressure, those comorbidities that exist, the high blood pressure, and just the different tools as we march through how to keep us well, especially in winter.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you, Marianne, for all that kōrero on diabetes. I'm sure a lot of them out there are listening and, of course, learning what it's all about.
Even mentioning and seeing their doctor, their rasa or tahuta. That's awesome. So happy to be here on your program, girly, and ngā mihi koutou katoa whānau.
Kia ora kia koe.
Ko ngā whakapāhotanga reo Māori atu i te whare kōrero o te hiku o teika, he mea tautoko nā te māngai pāho.